The Jen, Gabe, and Chewy podcast is sponsored by Celsius Energy Drink, and I am here to tell you it makes a huge difference in my mornings. With a unique blend of essential energy and key vitamins, Celsius is your partner to an active lifestyle. My favorite, the peach vibe. Learn more at Celsius.com and pick up Celsius Energy Drinks today.
Showtime. The right way to start your day. This is Jen, Gabe, and Chewy.
And the lady let me rent a car with the picture of my ID that I had in my phone, the picture of my license phone.
Wait, hold on.
Rewind a little bit, though. How did you get through TSA without a license?
How?
No, you? I went through clear. Clear where they scan your eyeballs.
Now, here's something I want you to use in special care.
Everything you give me.
Treated with equal contempt. Yes, I know, but that's an underwater camera. It takes 8 pictures in rapid succession by pressing that button now.
Is that clever?
If you can take pictures in the dark with an infrared film, yes.
This is Jen, Gabe, and Chewy.
What is this James Bond level scanning your eyeballs crap that you're doing when you go to the airport?
It's clear. Clear is the best. They either take your fingerprints or they scan your eyeballs. They use your biometrics to verify your identification.
So how long have you been a 00 agent?
That is weird.
Now, in the event of a rebreather not being available, you can use this device. For short periods only, of course, say about 4 minutes.
Clever.
Obviously, you'll only use it as a last resort. It closes to a convenient pocket size.
Assuming one has a convenient pocket.
This is Jen, Gabe, and Chewy. Now live from the Gruber Law Office's One Call That's All studios at Radio City with Gabe Neitzel and Mark Chamora. Here's Jen Latta.
She wants to ride it, she's trying to hide it. I'm cool as ever, she's too excited. Her man look like he wanna fight. He ain't doing nothing but running his mouth. Talk about it, we all about it.
Fridays with Uncle Homie. Always love it when we have Homer in studio on Fridays, taking the place of Jen.
Should have some kind of music. What do you want for music, Homer?
Oh, boy.
Brett Favre is an alien. The only song ever written for me by Dr. Duke Tomato.
You can't beat it down, though. That's beating it down. Because you do it on Wildy and Tauty.
All right. I'll have him do another song.
Look at Chewy knowing that Homer's got a walk-up song on Wildy and Tauty.
I know.
I just want to know that this show is being done under protest.
Oh, boy.
I didn't think.
I did not think the
McDonald's near us could do even worse.
What, the one on Capitol here?
Yeah, right near here.
I mean,
well, first of all, the first was when they had no large cups. How can you have no large cups? Well, we just don't.
They're in the port in California.
It's a dollar, so give me 2 mediums instead of a large. That'll cost you $2, sir. I don't want to pay $2. Then the next historic was they ran out of ice. I'd like my mocha frappe. We don't have any ice. What do you mean you don't have any ice? We don't have any ice. Well, then I'll have a soda. Well, you know the soda will have
no ice.
I want ice.
Yeah, but that's right up your alley.
Oh, no. And then today.
No. Do you know why it's right up your alley, though?
What?
Because you get more soda when there's no ice
in
the cup.
I don't like. I drink water room temperature at the suggestion of my son-in-law, and he's right. Today, the all-time standard. No people.
What?
There's no one there. There's somebody waiting in the drive-thru.
Yep.
And I'm going, this doesn't look good. There aren't enough people there. And you get afraid of pulling in because you'll get locked in because someone will come behind you. So I'm halfway pulling in and I go, I think we got an all-time Hall of Fame record. Now, they're doing work, so there's no, you can't go inside.
Okay.
So
because they're doing the work
there
inside.
There are a lot of places you can't go inside.
Yeah. Not a big deal.
So instead of waiting in line, I went around and checked the 2 windows. Nobody there. Store's open, got lights on, and nobody there. You can't beat that. That's the all-time
win. Did you think of going in and helping yourself at one point in time?
Again, because they're doing construction on the inside.
Oh, okay.
And then I thought, all right, right across the street is Wendy's.
Is Wendy's open this early?
Wendy's is open, yes.
Oh, wow. I didn't know that Wendy's was open this
they
early.
They don't have hot chocolate.
Do they have breakfast?
They do have
breakfast. They do have breakfast now. Wendy's has breakfast.
McDonald's makes so much money on breakfast. McDonald's makes, I don't know what the percentage. It's insane.
Well, I mean, the best thing that McDonald's does is the McMuffin. The McMuffin family, whether it's an egg McMuffin, sausage McMuffin, that is the best thing that McDonald's does.
But you'd be shocked. They make like 60% of their entire revenue on breakfast.
On breakfast?
So at some point, Wendy said, maybe we should give it a shot. But they have no hot chocolate, so
The burritos are good.
Yeah, I'm with Chewy. I was going to say that's my counter. Yeah, I think the burritos are better.
Yeah, they are.
A good burrito with the picante sauce, that gets you going in the morning.
It's good, and the McGriddle is also good.
Yep, homie, so, right.
McGriddle's a little too much for me.
I agree with you that yours is my favorite, I would agree, of the three, but they're all good. But yeah, they just keep just printing more money all because of breakfast.
You know who bought franchises, McDonald's, and I thought he was crazy? Eddie West.
Not
remember
crazy.
Eddie West?
Yes.
Eddie had like four of them when we played. I'm like, why would you own McDonald's? That's a smart move.
Eddie's doing really well. It's really expensive. You have to pony up like $1 million.
Yeah, maybe
even more, whereas the other restaurants are using
it. We looked into it because we looked into the Chick-fil-A franchise, but it's not a good deal.
Chick-fil-A?
No. Can only own one. They own
you
the
can
real
only
estate.
Own one.
Yes.
Huh.
Yeah.
What? I'm sorry. So you can't make it. You can still make. People that own Chick-fil-A's are making lots of money. That's my theory.
Yeah, but you only. Well,
Chewy wants to make more money. If you can make more money,
me.
If you buy.
It's not me. Who I was informed I'm not quitting anytime soon, which was very, very depressing to hear.
Okay.
You have the
yes.
I don't have a the decision is not mine as to when I can stop working. Do you have that in your house?
What?
Are you going to work forever?
Till they fire me.
Yes. Homer has stated for as long as I have known him, when anybody asks him, are you going to retire anytime soon? Homer says, I'm not going to retire.
They'll retire.
How much
me.
Time do you have on your death clock?
Oh, boy.
No, I mean, that's...
What?
Like, your death clock. Like, you type in all your stuff, and it's going to tell you when you're going to die. Are you going to work right up to that number?
I don't know. I've never looked at my death clock.
For those who are hearing Chewy obsessed with this for the first time, it's been a while since he's brought it up, but there are websites out there that Chewy mentioned that you can type in your age, weight, different things about you.
Medical history is a huge part of it.
That they will then tell you the day in which you are going to die.
Yeah, no, I would assume I got a long time coming. My mom lived to 98, her mom lived to 98, and her mom lived to be 98.
67, so let's say he lives to 95. Let's say 97.
Yeah.
Got another 30 years.
No, no, I won't work that long. Oh, no.
Yeah,
no.
You will.
No, they'll.
What are you going to do?
Well, they'll decide. They're not going to hire. Bob Bucher's amazing at 85. Usually in. Other than Bob Uecker and the guy in the Twin Cities, the former writer, he worked to like 100.
Oh, yeah.
I can't think
of
his name.
I'm blanking on his name, too. Yeah. But, worked for the Star Tribune forever.
Sure.
Yeah, but then just go to a podcast. You could podcast.
Well, yes. Is there some direction to this or point?
No, the point is
are you like bracing Homer for when Craig joins us later and then fires Homer?
The point is he has to work. For his entire life.
No, at some
point.
Or
he would have no purpose. He'd just like, oh, yeah, I went by Homer today on Highway 41 or 94. Right?
So is that like looking in the mirror for you?
Yes,
it is. And it's freaking you out a little bit?
There we go. Now we're getting somewhere.
Yes.
Because what would you do if you didn't do this radio show?
Walk around? I don't know.
Walk around.
Aimlessly?
Oh, there goes Chewy. He's walking by the house again. Like the third lap he's taken around the neighborhood today.
You'd get so many steps in, I think, Chewy.
I wish to be in your wife's club. You can't quit. Not just for you, but for humanity. I don't want to be watching some TV. Mark Chimura out walking again.
He's like Forrest Gump.
Yes.
Start going for a walk, and he just starts walking.
Yeah. Though
3 years later,
I do have a fascination
back.
Because you would do something. I just don't know what it would be.
You Sid not, Hartman, by the way, is
Sid
the,
Hartman.
Shout right. out to Larry in Mount Pleasant who texted that in 800-990-3776. Worked in Minneapolis forever.
Almost to 100, I think.
It seems to me he passed away
in the last. I hope he's maybe he's not dead.
Like he made it to the Super Bowl.
He was
in
the
Minneapolis.
Twins. He was with the Twins.
He was like a columnist for the newspaper.
Okay,
covered a lot of games. I feel like he made it to the Super Bowl because I feel like when they had the Minnesota Super Bowl, they made a big deal out of it.
Yeah.
But I could be wrong.
No. Sid Hartman, no longer with us, as of October 18th of last year.
He died at 100. Was he 100?
He was 100. He had just turned 100 in 2020. Yeah.
You still had a radio show on Sundays.
And his mind was still there and everything?
He wasn't at 100%, but he still was pretty good. They clearly gave him the benefit of the doubt, as he well deserved.
Oh, yeah.
It's hard to explain how powerful he was.
I've never heard of him.
Yeah, I mean,
I can't believe that the times that you went and played the Vikings that his name never came up.
He's not as popular as Euchre.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
No way.
In Minnesota, probably.
Really?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
In Minnesota,
No. I'm saying you go to California, people know who Euchre is.
Correct. Nationally, but in terms of in the Twin Cities, as big a deal as Euchre is here.
Yeah, I would agree with that.
Okay.
800-990-3776. We find ourselves on another Football Friday, and I ask one question. I feel like I'm going to ask this question every Friday, Chew, until we actually get to Week 12, just to see if you actually change your answer. Does it matter if the Packers win or lose on Sunday?
No.
What?
No, it doesn't matter. You know they're going to be in the playoffs, right? You know. That's your 99.84 whatever percent.
That's a new man.
Right?
Yeah, okay.
So what does it matter?
Because the way they play gives you an idea of the caliber and quality of the team that's in the playoffs.
Who cares right now? Who cares? It doesn't matter until they hit Arizona.
You don't think we learn things about the team? They lose to the Bears.
Homer, what are you going to learn from the defense when they are playing the 33rd ranked offense in the NFL because Lamar Jackson is currently 32?
Yeah! Actually, I think Lamar is 15, but it pushes him to 33 either way.
What am I going to learn? If they lose, I got to figure out how did they lose? Something's got to happen for them to lose.
There is no chance.
So let me ask you this, Homer. Would you have felt differently about the Packers had they lost this past Sunday against Cincinnati?
Again, probably not, based on the game that occurred. As was mentioned, the deal with the Bears is different because of the caliber of their offense. And two, Aaron Rodgers owns the Bears. He just beats them. I mean, it's amazing. But again, if the game plays out like Cincinnati, will I have learned much? No. Probably not. So it depends what happens in the game. How is the defense probably gets a little bit of a pass because you're missing the star player. So it's possible that you won't learn anything.
We're not going to learn anything because we know that the offense is going to be 1-5. Probably closer to 1 than the 5. So going into the playoffs, we already know that they're going to have the ability to score 35 points.
Right, and the future.
The defense playing, because we went through the numbers. The Saints were like 26. The Lions were 30. You know, the lowest rated offense they have played is the 49ers at 15, right? And that's still not good. We are not going to know how many points the opposing team is going to score in the playoffs until the Cardinals, Chiefs, Rams, Ravens, Browns, all coming up.
And I would argue you're probably not even going to learn much. Just because it's a Thursday game against the Cardinals, like I feel weird stuff just happens in Thursday games.
Yeah.
So I just kind of, you try to win that. Whatever happens, happens. You kind of throw it out other than the win-loss. But yes, right after that is the test of the Chiefs, Rams,
because Homer,
Seahawks.
But if you lose to the Bears, you're tied for first.
Who cares? Doesn't even matter.
Okay.
They're going to play Arizona, Homer, and let's say Arizona puts up 40 points.
Yeah.
Okay, so that's going to be the benchmark, all right? We're going to get to the playoffs. This team has the ability to score 40. Let's hold them to 32. Let's hold them to 35. How much is the offense going to have to score in order for them to have a chance?
Well, yeah, if you accept the fact that the defense is going to suck and these games don't matter at all, then yeah, if you just determine that,
That's where I'm at. Right?
That's possible. But you have an issue now where you have people hurt and the potential for the defense to be even worse.
Yeah.
Or maybe it'll be a little bit better. But, yeah, if you just say the defense stinks, then, yeah, nothing does matter if you're that firm.
I just don't think they're going to get that number one seed again, which is the only one with a bye now, right?
That is correct.
So
that's the only
I'm just
team
preparing
that gets a bye.
Myself for down the road.
He's planning ahead. Something that Chewy usually does not do on this program. We've been planning ahead, though, all month long. It is National Pizza Month. We've been giving away pizzas on Friday. Stay tuned, as we're going to be giving away pizza later today from our fans over at Palermo's Pizza. But they also want you to let you know about the Packers Ultimate Fan Sweepstakes presented by Palermo's Pizza. Get in the game with Palermo's Pizza, with Palermo Pizzas. Packers Ultimate Fan Sweepstakes. All you have to do, buy any specially marked Palermo's pub-style pizza, that's the one with a half pound of cheese, it's delicious, at participating Wisconsin retailers. Each specially marked pizza inside contains a special code that is on the underside of the paper label. Enter the code online at palermospizza.com/packers for your chance to win. And that means you could win tickets to deliver the game ball and a $500 Pro Shop gift card. Autographed Packers helmets, autographed Packers footballs, all happening with the Packers Ultimate Fan Sweepstakes presented by Palermo's Pizza. Palermo's is Wisconsin's hometown pizza.
Ready, down, hut.
All Packers, all the time.
I'm not sure how good they are, because on the flip side of this argument, you know, they're getting it done, and they're doing it without their two best players on defense.
Okay, most of the time.
Almonds specifically, or all nuts?
Well, these nuts, those nuts, whatever nuts work.
It's Jason Wilde on Jen, Gabe, and Chew. Brought to you by Boucher Automotive. With 16 different new car brands and over 35 pre-owned brands to choose from. Boucher Automotive. We are driven by you. And by Offsite Collaboration Center of Brookfield and Nina. Visit theoffsitecc.com to learn more.
Phones are working today, so we don't have to FaceTime Jason Wilde to get him on the program, but he is our friend. He is our teammate. He is Jason Wilde joining the program. Good morning, Jason.
I prefer the FaceTime, actually.
Jason, when are we going to find out more about Jair Alexander's injury, or is that something that's probably just going to drop from a national guy at some random point in the next 2 weeks?
That's a great question. The theory obviously has been to hold off and wait until you've gotten a feel for whether it's healing or not. So I suppose we'll find out either that they're seeing progress with it healing and they are going to continue to wait and not have surgery, or they're going to say, we haven't seen much progress, so we're going to have surgery and the season is over. I don't know what the timing is on that. They said it was going to be a matter of weeks, and he's only missed, what, one game so far? I don't know, Gabe, but I still am skeptical that he's going to play this season. I hope for Packers fans' sake that I'm wrong, but this feels like wishful thinking, and I hope I'm proven wrong on that.
Jason, are they concerned at all with how top heavy the receivers are right now? Well, receiver, you got Davante Adams with 42 receptions. Then you got Cobb with 11, Lazard with 7, Scantling with 6. Is that a concern for them right now?
That's funny, Chewy. I was asking about that. By the way, were you ducking Tausch and I yesterday?
No, Ashton, have my back.
I let Jesse know when Tausch would be available, or when Chew would be available, and that either was ignored or was followed, but not to the fullest extent.
Because, Jason, when I go into the gym, I'm not coming out till I'm done.
I've heard that about you.
Yeah, so...
What? What is that? What do you mean?
So I said something in regards to Tausch yesterday, who
yeah,
I love,
one of the best.
You can make
an adjustment, and one day you can figure out your gym and be on their show.
Nah,
hold on. You think Chewy can make an adjustment to his routine?
Well, no. When he talks about how great this whole thing is,
the routine is the routine. Okay. And he does not deviate from the routine.
I just said, and Jason, I made some calls yesterday to get clarification, and some of them said right tackle may not be the easiest, but it's in the discussion. Because they said receiver. Yeah, receiver is pretty easy, too.
Yeah, what about corner?
Corner?
The reason I ask is not to disparage any corners that may have formerly been your friends until you talk about their jobs and make it sound like they're simpletons. But rather,
that was funny.
Thank you very much. Because they could be playing two guys that just got here like a week apart, right? Rasul Douglas,
Yeah.
And now Dunbar, like these two guys could end up playing. I mean, if King is ruled out today, which is my inkling, maybe he'll be doubtful. But I don't think he's practicing again today. That would mean he didn't practice all week. And he's got a history of shoulder injuries, and that's the injury he's got now. My inclination is that they're going to be without both Alexander and King, and that means Isaac Yiadom is going to have to start opposite Eric Stokes. They'll have Chandon Sullivan in the slot still, but the next corners that they have to choose from are the two guys that just joined the team and Shamar John Charles, who, you know, in his very small limited sample size has, you know, struggled a little bit like many rookies do. And so how ready can you be if you're Rasul Douglas, who got here last week, or Quentin Dunbar, who's on the practice squad but is a likely elevation this week? How ready can you be in a defense when you just got here? I mean, is that a position where it's fairly simple?
Yeah. Yeah, I think it is, because they play so much man now in the NFL. It's like, all right, lock on to that guy. If there's motion, then bump down. But was Tausch upset? He didn't – because how the ranking went for me, it goes obviously quarterback, right? And then tight end, fullback, and then center, right?
I don't think he was upset with what you said. I don't want to speak for him.
Yeah.
I don't think he was upset with what you said. I think he was upset that we wanted to have you at the 11 o'clock hour, and apparently yesterday you had a longer workout than you normally do.
I heard that if Tausch was a left tackle, it would have worked out. Is that true?
If what would have worked?
If Tausch had played left tackle instead of right tackle, you could have made the adjustment.
No, because, all right, let me just talk. From my standpoint, this is what I got to know. I got to know formation. I have to know motions. I have to know fronts. I have to know coverages. In a game, there's the potential for me on every play to have blocked probably eight of the guys on defense. The right tackle, all you got is your linebacker, your middle linebacker, and the end on front of you. That's all you have to study tape on, three guys. Just one side. You see what I'm saying? Yeah, I got to play both sides of the field, coverages, fronts. We've been known to chip every now and then against lesser talent, right?
Oh, you're a chipper.
I think it was more about the tight end being two than it was Tausch being
last.
Yeah.
I tried selling that hard, Jason.
I'm the sensitive one on the show, let's be honest. But I'm also glad that you talked about it, again, not on our show since we couldn't alter your workouts regimen, but like this has to be, and I was doing my three things to watch for the game for the State Journal last night. I mean, this has to be at least some factor in Robert Tonyan's minimal production. Right?
Yeah.
I mean, it's just you're not coming off the line of scrimmage and working to get open immediately. That takes time to stop, whack a guy on the way by, and then leak out into a pass pattern. And by then, if your quarterback is going through his progressions, all you are is a check down option. Yeah. Right?
But it doesn't need to be like that, Jason. So it's all based upon, for receivers and tight ends, a clock in your head. So. And I mentioned the other day about Bruce Wilkerson, I had the chip for him at times. So if I'm the number two read, Jason, and I got to get 10 or 12 yards, then you just cut it down to 8. It's all based upon the clock in your head. It's not so much the yards you got to gobble up. You know what I'm saying? I don't want to disparage a tight end coach, but I would coach him differently. You can still be effective in the offense. You don't always have to be an afterthought check down, you know. It's just he's spending too much time on that defensive end. Just chip him and go or disrupt his feet to help the tackle. And if the tackle can't handle that, he shouldn't be playing in this league.
Well, I in our conversations with LaFleur, I just get the feeling that this is a design issue in the offense. And that it has really taken Tonyan. It's not because Tonyan's not doing it properly or staying too long in the blocking mode. like, even with, I was looking at the two catches that Mercedes Lewis had, because I was writing about him last night, and, you know, he's obviously, when he had that 20-yard catch in overtime, the crowd, the sideline went nuts, right? Well, he does chip on his way out there, and that is designed to be a wide tight end screen. And I don't know how many times they've even designed things for Tonyan to incorporate the chip into then getting him the ball in the right flats as he comes off the chip and he's open for a short pass and then yards after the catch. Like, I really think that if, and this is one of the other reasons why I think it's important today to see if Elgton Jenkins is back, which there are those that are wondering, you know, is Elgton Jenkins going to just go back to left guard and they'll leave Yosh Nijman at left tackle? I know Adam Stenovich said they had that conversation, but boy, oh boy, I would be really, really surprised if they don't put a guy that they think is, you know, one small notch below David Bakhtiari in his left tackle abilities. I'd be really surprised if they don't put him back at left tackle because of the trickle down and what it would do for Tonyan. So if Elgton Jenkins and Josh Myers both return to the lineup and they're able to have their preferred starting five minus Bakhtiari, obviously, if they can do that, I think they will, A, and B, I do think that that will help Tonyan a ton.
I just don't think they worry about Tonyan getting less. You help protect Rodgers, that's 10 times more important. And so
no, unless they're lying to us, both LaFleur and Elgton talked about it this week. I mean, they both want they believe Tonyan is, well, two things actually. And I mean, again, this is one of the reasons why I think, not because I'm so great on the radio by any means, but why we on this station, because of what I do, which no one else does, is really valuable, because I'm talking to all these coaches and they believe that one of the reasons, again, not the only reason, but one of them, that they are so far down compared to last year in the red zone is because they're not trying to get Tonyan the ball there. I mean, 7 of his 11 touchdowns last year were red zone touchdowns.
Right, so why are they not trying to get it to him?
Well, I wanted to ask.
My answer is they're not trying to get it to him because they've had something more important.
Is there any part of you that you guys think that they could possibly be doing it to keep his numbers down, to keep him around here next year so they don't have to pay him a lot of money?
They got a mess in the offensive line. They're just trying to serve. Go ahead, Jason.
I think they feel like right now, you're right, it's more important to make sure Rodgers has enough time to get the ball out to whoever's in the patterns. But I also think they feel like it has had a detriment on their offense. Okay. And so as soon as they can get Elgton Jenkins back, they need to get Tonyan more involved. I think that would be an accurate depiction of where they're at as coaching staff.
Jason, before we let you go, today is National Cheese Curd Day. Are you going to go to Culver's and try the Curder Burger?
That is a fantastic question. Maddie has ballet tonight, and Sydney and I are going to see Hamilton at the Marcus Center. And I did find myself wondering, she likes the Culver's chicken and tenders. Are we going to go out for a nice fancy dinner before Hamilton to Culver's, all dressed up, her and I? And if we did, am I going to have the guts to try the curd burger? I'm not proud of this. I don't want to offend anyone, especially Culver's, who we love and we wish we had a partnership with them on the show. I'm not a huge cheese curd guy.
Hang up on him right
Jason's
now.
Jason's on my side.
Jason, I was going to ask you if you wanted to hang out tonight, and now I don't want to.
Good discipline, Jason.
Thanks, buddy. I will say this. If you ever get to go to the Horse and Plow in Kohler.
It is awesome.
Those cheese curds, best in the state.
See? So did I redeem myself in your eyes,
no.
Dave, or not?
I mean, about I'll steal a line from Chewy. About a half a cup.
I didn't want to hang out with Ashton anyway. All right, guys. Take care. Be good.
Jason Wilde joins us three times a week. Again, catch him about 90 minutes away on Wilde and Tausch. Buy one window, get one free, no payments for an entire year. That's what you get with Window Select. You also get a double lifetime warranty. And why wouldn't they believe in their products? Because they're A-plus energy efficiently rated. So they throw that double lifetime warranty on top of it. But on top of all of that, that Window Select already does, if you have them this month out to your house for a free home estimate, you get a $100 Packers Pro Shop card. That's right. You don't even have to buy anything. Have them out to your home, check out the house, give you a free estimate. And on top of that, you get a $100 Packers Pro Shop card. Last month, they were giving away Packers tickets. They want to keep that love alive with these $100 Pro Shop cards, and Window Select is a proud partner of the Green Bay Packers. So buy one window, get one free with no limit, no payments for an entire year, double lifetime warranty, and then just for a free home estimate, you get a $100 Packers Pro Shop card. Get some cool Packers gear while you're checking out new windows for your home. Call them today, 262-703-3500, or go to windowselect.com to set up that free home estimate and get that $100 Packers Pro Shop card. 262-703-3500 or windowselect.com. Make sure you tell them you heard it from me, Gabe, right here on ESPN Milwaukee. Craig Karmazin, coming up next.
It's Friday, and that means it's time to check in with GKB President Craig Karmazin.
I literally had no idea until like that night when people called me and were like, you can't do that to people. Like, he was literally crying and we were playing two-on-two basketball.
Fridays with Mo.
He can't bench the bar.
No, he can now. He's been doing... Craig, what are you up to on the bench? You got to be up to what, like 145 now?
140? No.
I've been working out...
GKB President Craig Karmazin on Jen, Gabe, and Chewy.
It's Friday. Gotta get down on Friday. Everybody's looking forward to the weekend. Friday. Getting down on Friday. Everybody's looking forward to...
President of Good Karma Brands, Craig Karmazin, joining the program.
Steve Politziner's here?
Each and every Friday.
Do we have a big preseason Bucks game coming up?
Tonight's the last one?
Oh, yeah. Lead with that.
How are you doing at Morse code?
We're actually in the arena tonight.
Oh, okay.
We'll be in the arena.
That'll
so
make it easy.
Don't have to worry about any sort of feeds getting disrupted. We'll be, bam, there live right in person.
Who will be in the arena?
Are you going to be there?
I will not be. I am out of town.
No, because I was looking for you on Sunday, and I didn't see you there Sunday either.
I'm in Chewy's city right now.
Boston?
Yep.
Why? Red Sox? You're my man.
Nope. I am traveling on a ferry today to go to
Providence,
those, like, fancy places that I've never been to before.
Martha's, where? Hold on. So you're taking the ferry from Boston to Providence town, right?
Nope. Driving from Boston to Hyannis.
Hyannis is overrated.
And then... taking the boat to Nantucket, which I thought only existed to be like rhymed in limericks, but I guess it's a real place.
I used to poach lobsters right around there. Is that illegal?
Didn't we all?
Sure it was.
Yeah, who hasn't? I mean, who among us has not poached lobsters in Nantucket?
Craig,
Gabe, have we talked about who you're doing the game with tonight?
We have not. It has not come up yet.
I mean, this is a big deal.
It is. It's going to be exciting tonight.
Is there news for who you're doing the game with tonight that we don't know about?
So Eric Name is not doing the game with me tonight.
I fired Eric Name yesterday. Oh, sorry.
Oops.
Did you really?
No.
No. Well.
And doing the game with me tonight? Scalzo and Brust's own.
Ben
former
Brust.
Former Milwaukee Buck Vegas Summer League roster member, Ben Brust.
Wow.
Yeah. I mean, that'll be awesome. He can go over all the people he couldn't guard. That'll be unbelievable.
Now, that was a good shot.
We only have like 2.5 hours in the
broadcast.
That's
what I'm saying. You might have to do a pregame.
And the Bucks wanted Ben, but like we're already committed to Eric. So I did say like, hey, let me call Eric. I'm pretty sure he'd be fine like if he got fired, like to give Ben the opportunity since they wanted to give Ben a listen. And Eric was like, yeah, definitely.
Craig, are stats for losers?
No. Yes, they are, but I am a loser, so yes, I would say they are.
No, Homer, are they?
Of course not. The whole world exists. Stats are the most important thing to have, and the world is based on how you use the stats. Everything is stats. Everything.
Everything, Craig. In your business, it's all stats. You use stats here.
Craig, you're going to Nantucket. You're being a fancy lad today. I don't know if you can call yourself a loser.
I don't know. I'm so still caught up in the Brewers losing, and I still can't figure out why Woodruff didn't pitch the eighth, and I don't know if it's stats, and so that's why I was, actually what was in my head.
Woodruff was never going to pitch more than an inning, or more than the four outs that he got. He ended up they probably only wanted to pitch him for an inning, but then because he came in, got the one pitch and the one out, they felt fine with him because it was his bullpen day. Teams do this all the time in the playoffs, where a starting pitcher is going to be throwing a bullpen on his, you know, in-between starts, and instead of throwing the bullpen out in the bullpen, you just throw it during the
and
game.
It wasn't a second inning for Hader. Whatever inning is, it's his first inning. And then, so they didn't use Hader any differently in terms of, we wouldn't know that until he pitched the second inning.
Do they use analytics like a Tampa Bay does? Did the analytics tell them not to put Woodruff in, or was that just a coaching decision?
That was a coaching decision. For Woodruff to come in earlier, you mean? Woodruff wouldn't have been ready in time because things just fell apart quickly for Eric Lauer. So they needed somebody who can get ready quicker than a starting pitcher typically would.
I don't understand that. Why don't they fake injuries?
So, Gabe, you're saying he could pitch one and a third, but he couldn't pitch two and a third? Like, those extra eight pitches would have been that big a difference?
Well, I mean, again, if they knew he was going to be as efficient as he was with the first three outs, then yeah, then let him throw that. But you don't want to run him out there and then have to have somebody come in and try to put out a fire, especially when you only have one fire extinguisher out there because Devin Williams decided to punch a wall.
So that's coming back to Devin Williams now.
The problem with the Brewers is stats. They had too many people that couldn't hit over a period of time. It occurred in the regular season, and it occurred, unfortunately, in that series.
Well, lineup was just
in particular, right?
It's not a good lineup.
Well, in particular, you got your number three hitter who obviously just didn't have anything, you know, this postseason, right? I mean, that was crushing.
That's a start.
Right? Yelich right in the middle of the lineup who couldn't hit.
Yeah, but I asked Sophia if they're top heavy, meaning their pitching group of pitchers are so good that it affects their hitters. I mean, do you trade a guy to get a hitter in there, or what do you do? We're acting like we're surprised. That's
right.
The thing.
You're right.
We said this day one,
right.
When they put this roster together, they said they're going to play great defense, have good pitching, and their hitting's going to suffer. So why are we surprised when it gets to the playoffs?
Well, they did have a stretch where when they added Adames, he made some moves that made the offense better, and it was better for a while. And then,
but again, you look up and down the lineups of the four teams that are currently alive.
Yes,
they got guys. You're going.
Yeah.
Okay, we got to make sure we get through this guy. This guy can't beat us. I mean, we got to be real careful with this dude. The Brewers don't have a single player like Willy Adames is a very nice offensive player. He's not going to hit 35 home runs in a season where you got a bunch
of guys. I feel like the Cardinals, right? The Cardinals have two or three of those guys.
Everybody.
Oh, yeah,
you got
Goldschmidt. You got
Well, the game's unfair. It's unfair. How do you have one team that can spend $276 million on a roster and the Brewers spend $90 million?
Yeah, if the Brewers would have picked up Scherzer and Turner, they'd probably still be playing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Not that they could have, but that's the whole story.
Yeah, it's tough. All right, now, Gabe, you and Ben Bruss tonight, do you guys, how do you prep with a new guy in 1 minute and it's Ben and he's in a big spot? Like, do you try to highlight him more? Like, what do you do here?
Yeah, I'll try to set him up maybe a little bit more than I did with Eric, just because Eric and I think, kind of had a little bit more of a natural chemistry given the friendship that we have. I'm not as
close
with Ben.
Wait, but do you refer to him just as, former Badger and Milwaukee Buck? Like, is it okay to just call him a former Milwaukee Buck?
I don't think you can mock him
on a game broadcast.
No, I think you have to have been on an active roster homer. Is that correct?
No. I've overselled it, baby. You play for the Bucks. Let's go, man. Come on. Tell us what it was like.
But if I say former Giannis teammate, that's not overselling it,
of
and it's also
not.
Factually correct.
Yeah, go for it. Yes.
That is true.
What was it like playing with Giannis?
Was he part of Giannis's rookie class?
They were on this. I'm trying to think of the timing.
Or was
timing.
That Giannis's second year?
I think it was Giannis's second year, and Giannis was still on that Vegas Summer League team.
I don't think you can
say Ben
former
Ross part of the best rookie class in Bucks history.
He got paid by the Bucks. If you get paid by somebody, you work for somebody. Ben Bruss got paid by the Bucks. Correct. You got to check.
So now we have it. Okay. So it's Gabe Neitzel tonight with former.
No, you can't say former.
Badger.
You can't. That'd be like a 12th round draft pick that didn't make the Packers, and you're saying former Packer. He's not a former Packer. He's a former cup of coffee. Right?
But you don't think if he played in a preseason game, they're a former Packer?
No. You have to be on one game, the active roster.
Would they have gotten a ring if they won a championship?
He would not have gotten a ring.
No.
That is true. That is definitely
Hey,
true.
Do you get a ring, Craig? Do you get a ring?
Yes, I do.
All right. We're going to talk.
Do you get it next Tuesday?
No. My ring's not coming until like Thanksgiving. I'm getting the player ring, too.
You know there's ring etiquette, though, which you have no idea what that is.
Oh, Craig's going to
wear it every day.
Yeah, Craig's going to wear that a lot more than you ever wore yours. Guaranteed.
No, I don't wear jewelry. I don't think I'll ever wear it.
Okay. All right, good.
I think I'll bring it places to show people, but I don't say actually
That's okay.
It.
That's fine.
That's I got to imagine, like,
I'll wear
future,
it for you.
Future
I'll
sports
be your...
awards, you got to put that thing on display, man.
At certain things, like I could see.
Here's the etiquette. You want to hear the etiquette?
Okay. Yeah.
You can wear the ring as long as there's no Bucks at the function wearing their ring.
Right.
Who made this up?
I'm just telling you, it's ring etiquette.
Oh, yeah, so who made up ring etiquette? Oh, we don't know
Andre Rison.
Yes. Ring
so if I walk by Drew Holiday somewhere, if
you
I walk
do whatever
by
you
Holiday,
damn well want to do with that ring every day the rest of your life. Oh,
then he's
going to
get snickered at.
Fine, let him
They're
get
gonna
snickered
be like,
at.
Who's the dork with the ring there?
My ring rule is he should allow other people wear the ring if he's not, like me.
Now, that's fine. That's okay.
So you know how like there's like the head nod in certain things? Like I feel like people who are driving Jeeps like have like a certain like signal as they drive by.
Yeah, or Harleys.
Is there if I'm wearing a ring and like Drew Holiday's wearing a ring, like do we tap rings or do any, like is there any etiquette of like what we do when we walk past each other in the hallway?
I'm just going to let him go.
You're the only one here with a ring. You're the only one who can guide
Craig. You're the only one who's made up this ring etiquette, so now you got to run with it.
No, you can't.
Did you ever wear your ring to a function, Chew?
I'm sure I did years and years and years ago, but I don't. Yeah, I don't.
Do you think, so you weren't there, but do you think anybody wore their ring for the 25th anniversary celebration that they had at Lambeau a couple weeks ago?
Probably, but our rings would be probably laughed at right now, Homer, you think?
I've never seen your ring.
Oh, little they are?
Yeah.
Do you know, like, how many carats or how many, like,
There's 96 diamonds. Probably garbage diamonds anyway.
You mentioned the number one.
So speaking of the Packers, Chewy, you were shocked they won 2 weeks ago. I was kind of shocked that they won this past week. What are we now thinking? Are you thinking they're, like, 13 wins again? Like, they're 13-4? Like, they're going to pull this together? Or do the injuries catch up and they're, like, 10-7?
I can tell you this. They have the meat of their schedule where they play Arizona, Kansas City, Seattle, I guess you could throw in there, the Rams, Baltimore, Cleveland. So what, that five games? They'll lose three of those. Two to three, 2.5 games.
So,
right?
Gabe, are you there? Are 10-7?
No, they're going to be better than 10-7.
I'd say 13-4.
Yeah, I've probably 12 wins.
Yeah.
Yeah, 12-5, something like that.
Do you guys know how many people are hurt? I mean, is Aaron Rodgers literally that good?
They play. I mean, but look who they play
next. I want to be in at 11-6 because I think it's going to catch up with him. He's never lost back-to-back games. He will. They might even lose three in a row. So I think it'll catch up.
I'm kind of feeling homer.
11-6, but 11-6 is fine.
Yeah, you're still going to win the division. Yes. Like, the division's bad. Yeah, the stretch that Chewy mentioned, but the Packers, by the way, are going to get healthier on offense. Like, they are getting Elgton Jenkins back likely this week, likely getting Josh Myers back. They're going to be getting David Bakhtiari back sooner rather than later. This offense is going to be at full strength.
Yeah.
The defense may never get there because Z's and Jair's seasons may be over, but the Chiefs' defense stinks. So even though they're going through that stretch, like that could just be a shootout game. I
but
could see them
Kansas
winning them.
Kansas City, and that is.
But then
a
you also have at the Ravens, you have the Browns. I think it's based more to me on the schedule they have.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm perfectly.
I mean, don't you think they could lose to the Vikings?
Yes, that too.
No, no, no. Vikings are a bad football
really?
Team. Really? What have the Vikings done to make you think they're a good football team? Do their two wins impress you?
No, they're bad.
No, but their losses
are also
do.
Bad. What? Because
I mean,
because
the Lions win
because they scored 14 points on a defense that just gave up 42. Or excuse me, they scored 7 points on a defense that gave up 42.
So do you think they're not going to lose a game in the division?
Like they should have. I mean, maybe they lose one, but they're going to go 5-1 in the division. They're going to win the division at 11, 12 wins, whatever, and they'll be fine.
I don't know. All right, last question for you guys.
Oh,
I like how I'm getting these panel answer questions to these things. What is the regular season about for the Bucks?
Staying healthy.
Yeah, not even staying healthy. Giannis. Everything is about Giannis.
Doesn't matter.
Giannis is 90% of it, and then any adjustments that they have to make like they did last year. But it's a free season for me. I don't care what they do.
You don't
They're,
care?
Woo! Like even the postseason?
Yes, I'm still as happy
That's
today
enough?
As I was they wanted. I mean, you want them to do better and stuff like that, but... They're champion, world champions. Now, do you not realize how great it is after what you just went through with the Brewers? Come on.
I agree.
The Brewers so Giannis really does remind you. I mean, that was such a kick in the gut, how sudden that ended. I mean, that really does remind you how hard it is.
Craig, we appreciate the time. We'll talk to you next Friday.
Thanks, guys.
Craig Carmison joins us every Friday, Jen, Gabe, and Chewy.
Because don't look at him like that. You know what I mean. They're going to get a rest.
Okay.
They're going to get a reprieve. They're going to get to nap.
On 94.5 ESPN.
A good guest, what makes a good host? I think we just blurred those lines with Craig Carmison because he was supposed to be the guest and then he like took over the show and he was asking us questions. So it was kind of weird because usually that, you know, when you have a radio show, he plays the role of the guest. But sometimes he just like hijacks the show and starts asking us questions. Randall Cobb was a guest this summer of Aaron Rodgers after he was traded to the Packers, didn't have a house to stay in, so he stayed with Aaron Rodgers. And Randall Cobb said, Rodgers is a great host.
He's a great host. You know, fridge is always stocked. He got those bidets, so you got the warm toilet seats when you go to the bathroom. You know, it was a lot of fun. It was Olympics, so we were watching the Olympics every night. All the different sports, we were talking about how well we would compete in them. We had a great time, man. It was just like being back in high school, just hanging out at your buddy's house and just spending time.
What makes a good guest? What makes a good host? We dive into that coming up next. But first, everyone stop what you're doing and listen. October is Palermo's Pizza Month here at 94.5 ESPN. We're keeping it simpler than ever by giving away 2 free pizza coupons each hour, which is happening right now. Callers number 5 and 7, 5 and 7, 800-990-3776. That's all you need to do. Be caller 5 or 7, and that Palermo's Pizza is all yours. Palermo's Pizza, Wisconsin's hometown pizza. Check out ESPNWisconsinContests.com for official contest rules. Happy Palermo's Pizza Month.